She began to think of Cornwall, of Hugo, of Cyril. "Of course you can swim to the rock, Cyril. Your mother gets so nervous, but tomorrow you can surprise her." Hugo planned to be in Newquay the next day. Her plan was perfect. When Hugo returned, the boy was dead. But the look on his face, did he know? He went away soon after that, and she never saw him again. She wrote him a letter, but he didn't reply. Vera remembered the seaweed again, the cold, wet touch on her face. Blore sat on the side of his bed. His eyes were small and red in his large face. He was like a wild animal. 6 out of 10, he thought. William Henry Blore is not going to be the next. But where's the gun? He worried about that. Later, he lay on the bed in the dark, remembering the cold, dead face of Mrs. Rogers and the ugly, purple face of Anthony Marston. Blore remembered another face. Who was it? Of course, Lander. There was a wife and a child, too, a girl of about 14. For the first time, he thought about them. But then his thoughts went back to the gun. Somebody in the house had it. Suddenly, he heard a noise. Someone was moving in the dark house. Who was it? He stood at the door, listening. The noise didn't come again. He wanted to go out and look, but that was dangerous. And then he heard the sound of someone walking softly and carefully past Lombard and Armstrong's room, and then past his door. He acted quickly. He picked up a box of matches and the electric bedside light. The light was useful because it was heavy. Without putting on his shoes, he ran quietly to the top of the stairs. Through the window, he saw the light of the moon. The sky was clear, and there was no wind now.